Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, 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 we've been away for much too long. It is indeed another round with Wojo with his wacky cronies. You got the Birchie kid
here. We're back.
Will Birchfield. Welcome back, Will, I think. And Evan Jenkins, the 97 won the ticket, Webmeister Master. Evan, how are you?
I'm good, but I don't even know if I want to talk to you today.
No, don't get started on that. Don't get pissy with me.
Stupid little picks, Colin.
Oh, here we go again. All right, let's dive into it. It's been a while,
Evan,
since we talked.
Evan is going to want to rip on you for having no faith in the Spartans. I don't think he has faith in his Spartans.
Well,
I asked
you
him today.
Thank
I asked
you.
Him today, in your heart of hearts, who do you think will win, ND or MSU? He said, I don't know. If he thought for real that MSU would win, he would have said so.
No,
and he
but
was
you know
scared
what?
To.
Big chubby punching bag here, me, comes walking into the station, and here comes Evan waddling over. You, go ahead and tell the audience what you said to me. You never give credit to the Spartans.
No, never. And what did you say? What was your little funny line that you used? One team's going to find out if they're 4-9, and the other one's going to find out if they're what?
3-9.
3-9, yeah, whatever.
Bull crap.
No, see, this is my
they're
only
better
thing.
Than your team.
Okay, I picked Notre Dame to beat Michigan State.
Did you pick Purdue to beat Michigan?
Cover the spread. Cover the spread.
What is that spread?
9.5 or 10.
No, bold.
But
move.
No, Will, help me out on this. Because Evan's all wounded because, his Spartans are 2-0. They beat two MAC teams, which I gave them full marks for, except for this.
One of the better MAC teams.
They were two
they did
MAC
better
teams.
Against than USC did.
Even Brian Kelly, the Notre Dame coach, was like, yeah, they haven't really played anybody. This is what it's like. And I'm not denigrating people at all. This is what it's like. And
Notre
I
Dame
haven't been
played Boston College.
No, I haven't been in rehab.
BC's got a good squad this year.
Oh, please. That's Will, the BC guy. You guys have never been in rehab, have you?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. But thanks I imagine know. I've seen on TV, they go, hi, Sparty. What are you? Yeah, I'm here. I was 3-9 last year. Congratulations.
Right.
I've gone two straight games without giving up an offensive touchdown. Good job, Sparty.
Yeah, but isn't that the same for Michigan fans? Just wait until Harbaugh gets his guys. We won't finish third place.
Well, no, listen.
And now he's got his guys, and everybody's like, this damn Pep Hamilton is the reason that we're losing, or that the games are close.
Well,
passing game coordinator. What, did the football change size?
Wait.
It was like, oh, this ball's too big for my little hands.
Birch, what did Evan just do
he
here?
He put a glove on.
Yeah,
did he?
He did.
No,
yeah.
He's not wearing
what
a glove.
What Evan just did, though, is he totally flipped the script.
Thank
from
you.
Michigan State right. to Michigan.
Changed
let's get
topic.
Back. Let's get back to
I
brass.
Do.
Let's get down to brass
yeah.
tacks.
Yeah. What is your problem? Why are you all up, as the kids say, all up in my ass on this Michigan
did
State?
Do the kids
thing?
Say that?
Do they?
All up in my ass?
Oh, they don't say that anymore?
I'm not sure the kids
listen,
say that.
No, they do, because there's that Curb Your Enthusiasm where Leon's telling Larry to
yeah,
get all up
those,
in that
but
ass.
Those aren't really the kids, though. Those
that's
are, those
true.
Are,
I count on you to tell me what the
generation.
Kids are saying
yeah,
now.
Keep on walking around saying the kids are all up my ass.
I am bitter
that, gets
that the Spartans God. Aren't getting any credit. And even if they beat Notre Dame, they won't get credit. Because well,
yes,
this,
they will.
This is a crappy Notre Dame team. It didn't beat anybody good.
They will
if they do.
I mean, if they do.
They won't get credit.
Yes,
so
they will.
Will you give them credit in an article?
Oh.
Which game are you going to? Are you going there Saturday night?
I might just sit on my couch.
Are you going
and
there?
Eat Doritos
I need
all
to
day
know
long.
If you'll be there Saturday
no,
night.
No, the game is so late. I have to be to Ford's Field on Sunday for the
so
big
do
game.
I.
For the
hey,
big
hold on,
game.
Hold on.
I'm working the game.
In your defense and to denigrate you.
Why?
I am going to Michigan State tomorrow, and I'm going to tailgate the whole day, right? I'm probably going to spend the night there. And where do I have to be on Sunday? Ford's Field. Same time as you, if not earlier.
Oh, and guess who else has
no,
to be
no.
at Ford's Field on Sunday? This guy.
Yeah, and he's going to the game.
At 9 a.m.? No.
Yes, easily.
No. Don't get us started
on Why do you have to be
Birchie?
There at 9 a.m.?
Because the Fox 2 broadcast, and they've moved all the parking around because the Tigers and Lions are playing at the
you
same time.
You park a cop, you wear. Nobody's changing anything there.
No, usually I get pulled up right in front front
when
line, are
going
to
be the day
stadium.
That Woodrow gets a Segway and just rolls into Ford Field that way?
They haven't given you one yet? I would think the team would have given you one.
You should talk to the news about that one.
No, this is the second time you tried to deflect, so let's get it on the record. Do you think your Spartans are beating the Irish on Saturday night or not?
Yes.
Okay,
no,
and you think that
stands,
will announce
finally.
But it won't
arrival.
Be until it won't be till the end. They're not going to win convincingly.
Little,
I'm not convinced
little Giants?
That no, if they they're no way will Brian Kelly's team.
Let's see how long Will's been in town. Do you know what Little Giants is?
I mean, I've seen the movie.
No, he has no idea.
You don't know the play?
I'll show it to you.
Okay, we'll fill you in later.
So
every now and then we have to find out what we're dealing with. Yeah.
I don't think that the Spartan secondary is any good.
The Spartans have the Josiah
D'Antonio
Scott
loves his two cornerbacks.
Yeah, I know, but rewatching that Western game, there's a lot of guys that get past
who has
them.
Played against crappier
yeah,
quarterbacks?
Yeah, but all those Western Michigan receivers are under the tutelage last year. They were of Corey Davis.
Well,
therefore,
there you go.
They're all
there you
studs.
Go.
Okay, well, then explain the
tutelage
green
therefore,
to
Michigan
me.
State's got good cornerbacks.
What ask Will what tutelage means.
What's tutelage mean?
You know what tutelage means. The guidance, the mentorship.
Speaking of tutelage.
Late at night, he does a little tutelage,
you
know, if you know
yeah,
what I mean.
He
kind of
led us into our next little topic.
Yeah, which is?
Will's going to Michigan State on Saturday.
Oh, that's right, because Will writes for the 97 win the ticket, so it's a big game, Michigan State, Notre Dame.
But he's not going to work.
No, he is. Yeah,
well,
no, he has to go and write a big story.
Let's clarify, though, that Michigan State only gives out really one press pass.
No, he could have got two. He just never tried.
Yeah, I didn't really try.
Let's be honest.
I was more intrigued to go and tailgate.
Okay.
I'm not going to deny that.
He wants to see good-looking girls.
Okay, okay.
Short shorts and short skirts.
So he's not going to Ann Arbor.
I've been seeing quite a bit of just the drive into Michigan State. You know, you get a nice little taste of all the tailgates.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Short tops, too. The crop top is
it's going to
like
be 85.
I might
really
have,
big.
I might have my crop top on in short
so
shorts.
So what we want to know, Will, is... Oh, we think you're kind of falling into creeper status.
Uh-oh. What did I do?
You're seven years older than these girls.
You're 25.
Right.
And 18. You're going up.
Well, they're not all 18, first of all.
Okay. Well,
now, you're going
20.
Up to hang with some ladies, including the spawn of one of our salespeople,
oh,
perhaps?
Let's not try and make that into me being the creeper. That
no,
is,
that's not
that
the creepy
part. That is pushed
part.
Very hard by everyone here.
At what point?
And also, I'm not, let's clarify too, I'm not going up to see
football.
Michigan State 18-year-olds. I'm going up with my two roommates who are my age also, one of whom went to Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bounce around. Lori, our coworker, has her own tailgate there. I'm going to go to that for a while. My buddy had to tailgate with his other
how old are your
alums.
Roommates? 40 and 45?
Yeah, no, they're 25 and 26.
Okay, no, the only thing we're asking is 25.
What's the cutoff? Like, when
what
can you not?
What is the age? Now, I personally don't think you've approached creeper
not
status.
Yet.
But what
so
if
so what's
it's,
the cutoff?
Like, what if it's 28?
Yeah,
well, I got three more years to go then. But I'm not going to. Dude, you know what this is like? This is like a championship window closing, right? And mine is closing, and I've got to maximize my
you're
window.
You're about to trade off J.D. Martinez.
Yeah,
I
was going to say he's last year's Spartans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to maximize my time in the sun.
So you're going up, hang out at some tailgates.
Yeah, bounce around.
And do we think, because for those, and we'll let him back into a podcast eventually, that sales guy Bob.
Yeah.
Who creeps around the
it
station.
It would have been good for
maybe.
This week.
Yeah, yeah. Sales guy Bob, his daughter goes to school up there, correct?
Yes.
And you have something set up with her, or you're just going to like stand outside her dorm room door and wait for her to walk out, or
so
what
my
happens?
My plan is to DM her today.
To DM, what does that mean?
You know what DM is? A DM is a direct
digital
message,
medium.
Direct message
oh, direct
on
message,
Instagram.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
the term it goes down in the DM stems from if you DM a chick or if a chick DMs you, if you're so lucky, then that pretty much means, you know, you're about to get it. So I DM because I have no other way of contacting her. I don't have her number yet.
You mean Schmarin.
And I yeah, sorry, Schmarin, Schmarin Schmarin.
Yeah.
Schmarin Burner.
Yeah. Hamburger. They call her Air Bear in the Schmarner household. They call her Air Bear.
So have you contacted via DM Schmarin?
Can you do it right now?
My phone's in my car.
Oh.
I know.
This guy.
What makes you think you're gonna make comedy? It's
because
she has plans already.
She's
a Spartan student.
You should have done it yesterday.
I'm not talking about seeing her tonight. I just got to plant the seed for tomorrow. Once she sees it, we'll be good to go.
Oh,
I mean, she and I hit it off at the Schmerner household,
yeah.
The Schmerner party back in August.
So you're going up to hang out, which actually sounds tremendously fun.
I can't wait.
It does sound like a lot of fun.
It's a great day it's a great day for a tailgate too. It's right.
What
awesome
are the odds that if he actually tried to go to the game, they would let him in the game?
You mean like with the press pass?
No. Like, would I be sober enough by game time to get in?
Oh, God, no. Oh, my God.
You see half the stadium tomorrow night empty. It's because everybody's outside. Yeah. Like, yeah. I got a ticket.
Right. Yeah. Or I get in, and one section just floods out. I can't stand that guy. It's just me in
He's
an empty
back
section.
Again.
God, I had to get myself out of there.
So do you know, and for those who haven't gone up there, do you know the places to go and hang out in East
I know
Lins?
Rick's is the spot.
Rick's, right? That's
yeah.
Isn't
well,
there
nobody's
Rick's
going, but nobody's going to the bar
for the
during the tailgate. Yeah,
for
but you're
the
not
game.
Getting
oh no, no! Oh, I mean it'll be packed by then. You don't. No, I mean my roommate, like I said, went there, so he knows all the spots to hit up. So I'll bounce around.
So you'll watch
him.
The game too.
Yeah, I mean I might not remember.
Unless
it,
your roommate
it's pretty
was
cool because my
could have been lame up at Michigan State.
He pulls some tail. He really? Still does. He's got a pretty nice track record. Anyways, my one roommate went to ND and the other one went to State. So it's a little rivalry weekend.
Oh, that should be good.
Yeah. So now, basically as long as Michigan State doesn't lose 59-20 or 49-20, BC did,
right.
Then the Michigan State roommate.
Do you remember
when
Michigan used to play big games? Yeah, me either.
Big game at Purdue this
Florida
weekend.
Was a big game.
Kind of.
Game. According to Tim Drevno. He said, we're Michigan. We play big games. We ain't
scared. Do they, though?
That's what he
we
said.
Okay, let me rephrase. When was the last time Michigan won a big game?
Well, that's a different question.
Now, that's
precedent.
A question.
Well, they beat Florida.
Would you have considered last year's game against Wisconsin a big game?
Yeah,
they were a top 10 team then, right?
At the end.
Were they a top 10 team
they
at
got
that
them
point
when
or
they
no?
Yeah, I think
Ooh,
they were 11. Well,
eight. Wait,
yeah, eight.
They beat down Penn State.
They were so
Don't
and
you
guess who got the Big Ten title? Penn State, not
don't
Michigan.
You
yeah,
no.
you know who means that got it? That means that Brian Chapman has more Big Ten titles than Jim Harbaugh,
Penn
and that's
State,
embarrassing.
Oh.
Bob, when was the last time Michigan won a Big Ten title?
I believe that was 2003.
Ooh.
I think.
Wow.
Or 2004. I always
like you had brown hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, wow.
And you were like 115.
But hold on. Let me say something about Michigan and Jim Harbaugh, because you sit here, you and that Valeni dope in there.
It has nothing to do with Valeni.
Yes,
don't.
And you're all
you guys,
like.
You guys are in cahoots. Nope.
Yes, they are. Nope.
I'm closer
like,
with Gator than I am with
did
him.
Did you have a sleepover at Harbaugh's house last night? And I always
you know
tell
what?
You.
That actually paid off well for him.
It did ever,
for
huh?
the kicker. Right.
out of that class of like amazing recruits, Nordine might be the stud of all of them.
Yeah.
He might be the cream of the crop.
But you guys, oh you canoodle with Harbaugh. Yeah. I said, no, I treat it very fairly.
He's, no, you don't.
Yeah, and I do. And excuse me, who got the eye roll? Who was not happy
yeah.
with Wojo
Well, guess
here?
Who didn't ask about Wilton Spate this week?
That was Jim Harbaugh. I wasn't
scared.
There this week,
you're a little
week,
scared?
Okay?
Oh,
no.
A little scared, huh?
So that's why he didn't even show up.
Wow.
Wow.
I do think Harbaugh's.
Sorry, Jim. I just won't show anymore.
Yeah. I meant to ask for a
Please
positive question. I'll do that better next
Jim,
time.
Jim, can you talk about the Maze M on your shirt? And
Jim,
what
Jim,
shade of
Jim,
yellow
Jim,
is that?
You know what?
Tell
I,
us the story of how they put this.
You know what I like?
Helmet?
What Jamie asked him on their recent interview. Jamie was like, "Is the Big Ten still important to you?" And Harbaugh was like, Yeah. It's a trophy. You want to win trophies. Yeah. You want to get the best players, get the best schemes, get the best grades." Jamie goes,
"That's a good question." But I think that proves right there. That I shoot it straight down the middle. And I'll tell you this, because I couldn't decide which was the bigger game, Michigan-Purdue on the road or Michigan State-Notre Dame. I decided I'm not going to choose. I'm not going to go to one. I'm going to sit on my couch.
Yeah, that's called
a cop
being
out.
From
lazy.
4 p.m. to midnight.
Out.
And I tell you this, if by midnight I don't have open bed sores with like pus running out of them, then I won't have done my job because I am not going to move.
What's the longest you've sat in one spot in your life? Whether it's sitting down, lying
Mine's
down.
8 hours every day.
Yeah,
I've got both you beat for sure, but I want to know yours.
Not counting like sleeping in a
no,
bed.
Or
well,
like
I mean,
hospital?
No, but if you like woke up and then stayed in a bed for the whole day,
could
you can
hospital
count sleeping.
Count?
Yeah.
I think I did back when binge TV watching started. I think I binged Dexter.
Oh, I Remember thought you were going to talk about porn.
Yeah, no. That's
well, mean. The first time I found internet porn, yeah. like Quagmire.
Yeah, it comes out with a huge arm.
Who was the string of Hallmark movies I was watching? No. Dexter.
Yeah.
I think I
so
went through
so
like
when they first first put up the Michigan Football Archives, you just sat on YouTube?
No, it was when Big Ten Network first aired The Best of Michigan.
Okay.
And it's like all of Bob's childhood.
Yeah.
So help me out here. If I'm going eight hours sitting on the couch,
yeah.
What should be my go-to snack?
That's not a good question. That's a really good question.
You can't do Doritos for 8 hours.
Are you counting stuff like pizza in that mix?
You can only have one snack, you're saying?
Like a salty snack.
Is it only one?
A salty snack.
Can you have one salty, one sugary?
No, only one salty.
Would you consider like queso and chips a snack, or is it only one? Like, those kind of go hand in hand.
Queso and chips, that's fine.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not my vote per se. I'm just clarifying.
I'll tell you what it won't be. It won't be Bugles. Nobody eats Bugles.
No, dude.
No, here's the thing with Bugles.
I'm not.
Like, five of them. Phenomenal, but after that it's like
after you're done putting them on your five fingers, if you get the flavored kind,
so the taste lasts for a bit longer.
Yeah,
who's that hoss?
Not a big deal.
Evan, I mean, Will has the intention span of like a
yeah,
small
have you ever
child.
Seen the movie Up?
Yeah,
and there's the dog squirrel.
Bud Light, Bud Light, whoa, Bud Light.
So what's the longest you've sat in one spot?
Well,
no
I was laid up in a hospital bed for a
that
month.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Okay,
hospital doesn't count.
Wait, for
I've
a month?
Probably gone like if you include sleeping and then into the next day. I recently got up on a Saturday after just raging face on Friday night, and I was in bed till 6 p.m. on Saturday. But
how
I probably
didn't get into bed until
6 a.m. ish.
No, 12 hours.
Okay, but that's still impressive.
What are you going to do tomorrow? Are you even going to leave your house?
It depends if I've stocked up on food or not. No, and this is.
But wouldn't you just do that tonight? Wait,
hold on. I want to get back to the snack, though. What would you recommend for, or what would you go with?
I was going to say peanuts, but they end up.
You want to get one?
Speaking of peanuts, look at the peanut head right there.
Look at this.
It is
8 hours.
It's 8 hours, so you can't switch it out. You got to stick with the one.
I want to say peanuts, but after a while, peanuts get a little ratty tasting.
You like peanuts in your mouth?
I like peanuts in my mouth.
See, I almost
like the roasted peanuts. I like the, what's the one with the skin on?
Spanish peanuts.
Spanish peanuts.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you say there, Will?
I'd probably go Tostitos and queso.
Didn't this guy say, well, no, Tostitos and queso count? He's like, not that I'm going to pick that.
Well, yeah, but then I thought it over and I decided as long as you can keep reheating the queso and keep it hot.
How about pistachio nuts in the shell with the salt and pepper?
No, you know what? Here's the problem.
You guys are all naming healthy things.
Peanuts aren't healthy.
Not really.
Yeah.
Do you cut your fingernails often?
Sometimes.
Or do you bite them?
Oh, no.
I'm a biter. Big time biter.
So am I. And here's the problem with the pistachio. You break too many, then the salt gets under the fingernails, starts burning a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a little much.
They come pre-cracked.
You know what's almost a good
I know
snack?
They're pre-cracked, but some of them you have to struggle.
If you need it for like an eight-hour stretch, it's something like Chex Mix because there's variety within the snack.
Yeah.
So you can kind of keep yourself entertained.
He might have hit it there.
You know?
But
you can, so many different things.
Or
like
those
munchies, dude. I go munchies because there's so much good stuff in
those
there.
Those little brown, like little rye breads or whatever.
Oh,
that come
yeah,
the rye chips
are
nice.
So good.
I love the rye
chips. Can I say this, though? The Chex Mix, you're totally hedging your bet. You're not committing to anything. You're just like, I don't know what I want.
It's called playing the system.
So there's a bunch of different
that
things.
That is. He did play the system.
It's called playing
your favorite.
It's called playing the system. Okay, if somebody just gave you a bowl of the little rye bread things, we eat those. No,
yeah,
that's not your favorite.
That's my favorite part of Chex Mix.
Okay, just a bowl of the pretzel.
What's in Chex Mix? I'll let you go first.
I think it's the actual text.
No, those little squiggly things.
No, I agree. The red squiggles. I'm not a red squiggle guy.
You know what Chex Mix is? It's like the Michigan fan. It's a smorgasbord of everything, right?
And you don't commit to anything.
Well, they don't commit to anything, and they just keep going, well, we had the most wins of all time.
Yeah.
Well, what's new about
look at
that?
Everything
right.
That's in here. We've got everything in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we got everything.
Yeah, but
most
nothing
wins,
looks overly great.
We got tradition. Right. We got helmets. And then people are like,
but it doesn't get you wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we've settled that. And why don't we wrap up with this? Lions Mania.
Yeah, please. Can we get to the Lions?
Lions Mania.
One of three undefeated teams left in the NFC.
Who called their win last week? This guy. I did.
Literally anyone I bet last week called their win.
Yeah, I didn't call that win last week. But I'm calling it this week against the Falcons. And
really? You did this in the paper?
Yeah, I did.
You can read it on
and listen, now, yes, you can.
Is there a byline above that?
Yeah,
column?
Does it say Bob
Winowski?
Are you attached to it?
Or does it say Mike Winowski?
Yeah. Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah. Yeah, that, yeah.
No, no,
or,
I'm Kelly.
You to Judy.
Kelly Turner only reads Mike Wazowski's column.
No, no. This, to me, I screwed up. I thought they would be lose to the Giants, and they didn't do that. But this, to me, this is not an issue, and I'm going to debate this with the Valenti kid on there. This is like, because the question is, who has more to prove, Michigan, Michigan State, or the Lions? I don't think it's the Lions. Even if they lose a close game to Atlanta, that doesn't disprove anything, does it?
Michigan
has
to.
Legitimately
no,
decent.
If they lose, it's a tough game against the defending Super Bowl champs that's on a run. If Michigan doesn't win, holy crow.
Yeah.
Your whole fan base, I don't know if they're going to exist
come
Monday.
That Purdue receiver guaranteed victory?
Yeah, you know what?
That's like one a week now, the Cincinnati guy.
Florida coach did it. McEwen did it right off the bat.
Oh, he did, yes. Yeah. No, 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 not Kine.
No, he was like, we're going to beat Michigan.
At that pep rally.
Yeah, and then you got the Cincinnati kid being an ass.
Only Air Force kept their mouths shut.
Well,
it's because
they're good military guys. Good military guys. Good discipline.
They're forced to. So we'll know a lot more about Michigan, Notre Dame, Michigan State, and Will's love life.
Georgia sucks, Bowers.
From East Lansing, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Wow. Will could have a kid in 9 months.
Woo! Oh, man. What would I name it?
Will. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.